Yes, that looks right. I spent so long repairing this kimono. It's good to know that it will be worn again. I wondered. Yes, it took me a long time to replace the burned sections of fabric. And I'd never attempted sewing before, but I had plenty of time to learn it. Just a few modifications, and it will suit you perfectly, my dear. Do you remember this outfit? It's what you wore at our wedding ceremony. Well, the ritual of regression requires a trinket from your past life, and, well, so much was burned, this is really all I have left. Do you remember it at all? Anything? Well, we'll soon change that. Good as new. Fits perfect now. Next, we're going to have to fix up your hair. I want to make sure this has the highest chance of succeeding, and you did always like your hair a certain way. I'll just have to work around the fact that your ears are different now. Let's get started. Okay, just like that. Yes, I need a pin through here. No, that's not right. I can't remember. No. No, it's fine. And just, sometimes my mind, this fog forms. It's been getting worse lately. I spend all my time remembering, fixating, but now that you're here, I've let my mind slip. But it will be okay. Once I fix this, once the ritual is done and you are yourself again, everything... Will you just sit still? Sorry. I didn't mean to raise my voice. I just haven't felt anything like this in a long time. Fear. Anger. My mind has been consumed by grief for so long, and these emotions are flooding to me like a river. Feeling something other than the cold. I've been fighting with something for days now. The excitement of having you back, the old you, I mean. The sadness I can't explain, the loss of the new you, it's unfair, it's not right that my mind would do this to me, bring you back so I could make it as it's supposed to be, and then my heart betrays me. I promised myself that I would never love another. I promised myself that. I promised that I would wait for you. And now you're here. And you're different. You've changed, and yet my heart. I worry that I have fallen victim to something. That I am now in love with who you are today. And not the beautiful person you once were. I need to expel these thoughts. The ritual will go ahead, and you will be my darling again. Because I love you. And I would never betray you like that. Please, don't say anything. It only makes it harder. Everything has been so hard lately. Nothing has been easy or simple. Nothing makes sense. I was so clear set. I was so clear on what it was. So clear for so long on wanting you back. Now you're here, it all feels different. Like a shift or a change. Staring up at the stars at night. I beg forgiveness from what you once were, for the feelings I have for who you are now. Seeing you in that wedding garb. I have betrayed everything I have ever wanted. I must steel my resolve. Steel my resolve. I will be happy when you are who you always were meant to be. Yes. You cannot talk me out of this. I cannot talk myself out of this. You will thank me. The ritual only requires a few more things. A few markings on your face. Please don't squirm. You will soon understand why I do this. Because, my dear, I love you more than anything. That's why these feelings are here. Because no matter what body you are within, your soul is always gorgeous, always special, wonderful. And I love you. I love you so, so much. And one day soon, you will love me too. As you're supposed to. The way you once did. With no fear in the back of your mind or but what will you think of me now? skin, no blood. Living corpse. What will you think of me now? My body is ruined, and yours is brand new. Do you mind if we stop for a while and look at the stars?